This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome back. I am here, and I'm glad you're here. Welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live tonight from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. Not to forget about the Moss Nissan studio that I'm broadcasting from, as well as across the Caribbean Sea and around the world at the speed of the Internet. And a special shout-out goes to all of our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping things free and safe. Not to forget about all those cruise ships out there, all those crews and all those cruise ship captains, too, doing a yeoman job over the Christmas and New Year's Day holidays, going in, going out, taking thousands of people on the boats. Now, to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers. Yep, they were back up doing construction again today. The bulk mail centers sorting up mail, getting it out there. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along, as well as our Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers. Can't forget about them. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, here he is, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, and a happy day after Christmas.
Yes. Well, good morning, Captain. Same to you.
Yep. Yep, and welcome back to the living. Now, let's get going with the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, a great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, first of all, Kyle, a terrible, terrible, terrible thing in the Philippines on Christmas Day. A typhoon happened over there. About two dozen or so people killed, many people injured, and a lot of people, an unknown amount of people, of course, have been reported missing.
That's true, Captain. This hit in the central Philippines on Christmas Day. We know of at least 16 people so far who have been killed. We know of at least five fishermen who are missing at this time. But you're right. We don't know the exact number of those who are missing, although thousands of people are being affected by this. And also, the country of the Philippines is the one that is most hit by typhoons, it appears, than any other country. And there was a typhoon that came through just recently as well that affected many people and killed 13 other people as well just earlier this month. So it is an ongoing story developing there.
Now, the other thing, Kyle, is that North Korea had promised us something. Well, we didn't get the something. We got nothing. But it may, whatever he's promising us, the Christmas gift, could linger into the new year.
Well, exactly. I think that this is something that Kim Jong-un is milking, basically. I mean, there are a lot of people, Captain, who mentioned to me as Christmas time came up and Christmas Day and so forth, hey, what about North Korea? We haven't seen the Christmas gift yet. So that was on the minds of a lot of people, and I think that's because Kim Jong-un was trying to sort of unsettle people with this idea. Are they going to do a nuclear test? Are they going to do another ballistic missile test? And one of the things that continued to come up was this notion that will they have a missile that can reach at least to the western coast of the United States? And so this is part and parcel of Kim Jong-un's plan, trying to rattle their sword, as it were, regarding sanctions and also regarding military operations in the south.
Now, one other thing to report here is that over the Christmas holiday, more information came out from the Inspector General report, and in regards to the steel dossier, and this remarks, if you will, revealed that the steel money funneled his claims through former Senator John McCain, who, of course, has passed away and isn't around to defend himself anymore. After the FBI dropped him, this came from an official source that was reported on the Freedom of Information Act, which came out, I believe, just today is when I saw it in Breitbart.
Well, right. And so evidently, after the FBI had stopped using Christopher Steele as a source, there were still at least five reports that we understand that came through Senator McCain's office to James Comey, and this had its origination or originally got to the McCain Institute, and a McCain Institute staff member had met with Steele and acquired some of these reports, we understand. So it is interesting that even after the FBI stopped using him, that these continue to come through, and they came through Senator McCain's office to FBI Director, then FBI Director James Comey.
Okay, and of course, there will be more about this, folks, because this is developing. And again, we're hearing about John McCain. This is something that we'd hoped we weren't going to hear about, but we are hearing about John McCain in this instance. And it's kind of hard for a dead man to speak up and say anything, but unfortunately the facts are taking us there to where we now know that Mr. Steele was giving his information directly to the former senator, who has long since passed away, John McCain. And again, Kyle, there may be others in the mix here, but that's what we know right now. And we do know more information, too, about, and good morning, George. I think George is telling me he's up in Savannah, Georgia, listening to us right now. So how about that?
Very cool. All right, welcome. Yeah.
Yep, he's on the way back from New York. I think he stopped in Savannah for the night. But anyway, hold on there, Kyle. Here comes the music, folks. And when we come back, more on Captain's America Third Watch. And by the way, I have the actual letter, the transcript of the Zelensky conversation with President Donald Trump. And I'm going to get into some stuff here that you've not been told about till right now. I'm going to read this letter verbatim. And it was not President Trump that initiated all of this. It was Zelensky. I'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, Kyle Warren. We sure do appreciate you very much doing that for us. And by the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, I had the chance over the past couple of days to talk to some folks that were having some pains, doing some things around their yard and whatnot, and whatever else it was they were doing, activity. And I said, man, you ought to try some of this Relief Factor. And they said, does it really work? And I said, well, as a matter of fact, it does. And I said, I'll give you a couple of these and see what happens. And they took the two packets, four capsules in a packet, all natural. And both of them that were having some minor problems didn't have the problems about 4 to 5 hours later. So bingo, there you go. Struck my target. And they went, man, I got to order this stuff. I said, yep, here's how you do it. Go to relieffactor.com/captain. The website's relieffactor.com/captain. Now, if you've got arthritis pain, which is what I have, if you've got back pain, my back has been broken twice and fused after the second time so that I wouldn't have the risk of possibly doing something stupid and paralyzing myself. But anyway, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches, and general pain altogether, then let me suggest that you sign up and try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. Now, it only costs $19.95 to start with. People, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks. And 80% of the people that sign up for this on my shift, on my show, using me as their source, guess what? They stay on it because it works. Now, it costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. After that, the price goes up. So does life, right? But here's the deal. For somebody that said to me, well, my insurance won't cover it, well, did you ask, number one? And number two, if your insurance doesn't cover it, have you ever heard of a deduction for medical items or whatnot? that's considered to be a medical expense. That's a deduction. Whatever you pay for that is a deduction off your income. So that if you're paying income tax of any substantial amount, you can have a nice little whatever it is discount. Deduction at the end of the year. So that's the way I look at that. That's the cost of doing business. But if you've got problems of any type when it comes to pain, check it out. Relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. It costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That'll get you started, and you'll know at the end of 3 weeks whether or not that's going to work for you or not. And it's just that simple. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, I've got this letter transcript in front of me, which is the official transcript from the conversation between President Trump and President Zelensky of the Ukraine. Now, it was classified up until September the 24th, 2019, when it was declassified by order of the president. On July the... it was a July 25th telephone call. I'll get that straight in a minute. On September the 26th, some of the public agencies had it and were using it. Now, let me just tell you the way this starts out and then tell you how this changes real quick. The president starts out by saying, "Congratulations on a great victory." He's talking to President Zelensky. He says, "We all watched from the United States and you did a terrific job. The way you came from behind, somebody who wasn't given much of a chance, and you ended up winning easily, it's a fantastic achievement. Congratulations." Sounds pretty good so far, right?
Oh, yes.
Now, President Zelensky goes back to President Trump in the next discussion and says, "Well, we used quite a few of your skills and knowledge, and we're able to use it as an example for our elections. And yes, it is true that these were unique elections." So they went back and forth a little bit. And then President Zelensky started the conversation by saying the following. "Well, yes, to tell you the truth, we are trying to work hard because we wanted to drain the swamp here in our country. We brought in many new people, not the old politicians, not the typical politicians, because we have a new format and a new type of government. You are a great teacher for us in that." Okay, the president goes back and he doesn't really say anything to him. He talks about Angela Merkel. She talks about Ukraine, but she doesn't do anything. He talked about Macron, but Macron doesn't do anything. And then, again, this is the Ukraine president going back. He said, "Yes, you are absolutely right, not only 100%, but actually 1,000%, and I can tell you the following. I did talk to Angela Merkel, and I did meet with her. I also talked with Macron, and I told them that they are not doing quite as much as they need to be doing with issues with the sanctions against Russia. They're not enforcing the sanctions, and they're both doing business with those countries." Now, here's where Macron lets the cat out of Macron, where Zelensky starts talking about Ukraine. Now, again, this is not President Trump doing this, Kyle. This is Zelensky. "I will personally tell you, one of my assistants spoke with Mr. Giuliani just recently, and we are hoping very much that Mr. Giuliani will be able to travel to Ukraine, and we will meet once he comes to Ukraine. I just wanted to assure you once again that you have nobody but friends around us. I will make sure I surround myself with the best and most experienced people. I also wanted to tell you that we are friends, we are great friends, and you, Mr. President, have friends in our country so we can continue our strategic partnership." Now, here's what he said after that. He said, "I also plan to surround myself with great people, and in addition to that investigation, I guarantee that as president of Ukraine and that all investigations will be done openly and candidly, that I can assure you." President Trump has not said one word about Biden in investigation, none of that stuff, until this sentence, which is four paragraphs in, four discussions in from the initial start. President says, "Good, because I heard you had a prosecutor who was very good and he was shut down. That's really unfair. A lot of people are talking about that in a way. They shut down your very good prosecutor and you had some very bad people involved. Mr. Giuliani is a highly respected man. He was the mayor of New York City, a great mayor, and I would like him to call you. I will ask him to call you along with the Attorney General. Rudy very much knows what's happening. He's a very capable guy. If you could speak to him, that would be great. The former ambassador from the United States, the woman, was bad news, and the people she was dealing with in Ukraine were bad news. So I just want to let you know that. The other thing, there's a lot of talk about Biden's son, that Biden stopped the prosecution, and a lot of people want to find out that. So wherever you can do with the attorney general would be great. Biden went around bragging that he stopped the prosecution, so you can look into it. It sounds horrible to me. That was it. That was it. Nothing else. What do you think so far?
Yeah, well, it doesn't sound like this is, what the narrative that has been told to...
And who started the conversation that way?
Well, President Zelensky.
Right, and they're all saying, well, Donald Trump pressured... Well, no, he didn't. And I'll go on. Here's Zelensky. I wanted to tell you about the prosecutor. First of all, I understand and I'm knowledgeable about the situation. Since we have won the absolute majority in our parliament, the next prosecutor general will be 100% my person, my candidate, who will be approved by the parliament and will start as a new prosecutor in September. He or she will look into the situation, specifically to the company you mentioned in this issue. Now, that was Burisma, the company.
Right. Burisma.
Okay. The issue of this investigation of his case is actually the issue of making sure to restore the honesty, so we will take care of that, and we'll work in the investigation on this case. On top of that, I will kindly ask you if you have any additional information you can provide to us. It would be very helpful for the investigation to make that we administer justice in our country with regard to the ambassador of the United States from Ukraine. As far as I recall, her name was Ivanovich.
Right.
Yeah, it was great that you were the first one who told me that she was a bad ambassador, because I agree with you 100% based on what I've seen. Her attitude towards me was far from the best, as she admired the previous president. She was on his side. She would not accept me as new president well enough. Now, that's the conversation before it gets into some other stuff here. But at no time does the president in any of this ask for anything. Now, I want you to hear something from President Zelensky here. This will blow your socks off. We've only got about 30 seconds. He says, I also want to assure you that we'll be very serious about the case and we'll work on the investigation. Now, listen to this. I would also like to thank you for your great support in the area of defense. We are ready to continue to cooperate for the next step. Specifically, we are almost ready to buy more javelins from the United States for defense purposes. That tells me that he already bought the first ones from Donald Trump because he couldn't get them from Barack Obama. Therein lies another big lie that's being told.
That's right. So what was really being withheld, and was he holding it over Zelensky's head? Doesn't look like it.
No, because they had already bought the initial ordering of Javelin missiles. Nothing had been held up. The Democrats are lying through their teeth, and by God, this proves it right here. This proves it. It's right here in black and white. Anybody can go and get this letter, Trump's phone conversation, the transcript that's printed out. Anybody can get this, read it, and if the Republicans aren't smart enough to do this, I'll represent them in the courts. You hold on. You hold on, Kyle. I'm telling you, folks, I'm not a lawyer, but it's obvious. It's obvious for anybody that can read this. All right. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming back, oh, boy, I'm going to continue a little bit more with this letter before I move on to something else, because this is fascinating. The Democrats are lying through their teeth.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. Two young children who fell from the top of a Boston parking garage on Christmas were likely killed by their mother before she jumped to her own death. The evidence collected thus far suggests that these deaths were very likely a double murder-suicide, according to Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins. The mother, Erin Pascal, age 40, and her two children, Allison, age 4, and Andrew, 1.5, were found in the city's Roxbury neighborhood. China will lower tariffs on products ranging from frozen pork to avocado to some types of semiconductors next year, according to the finance ministry, as Beijing looks to boost imports amid a slowing economy and the trade war with the United States. The tariffs for some asthma and diabetes medications will be set at zero, said the ministry, while duties on some wood and paper products will be lowered as well. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance, where you can go and check them out online. You can get a premium quote there. You can find out any information you want about your homeowner's insurance. If you don't have it, they got it. Renter's insurance, if you don't have it, they got it. Need a motorcycle insured? They got that too. ATV, boat, RV, car, truck, RV, snowmobile, Ski-Doo, they can do all of that for you, and they currently insure some 21 million people all across the country. They have been in business over 75 years, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, including insuring me, your humble talk radio host. Now, that's Geico. Go to Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com to find out more, and just put your zip code in there, and boom, you're in like Flynn. By the way, I want to remind everybody, coming up Saturday, for those of you that want to scoot on down to the Sarasota County Fairgrounds in Sarasota, Florida, I will be with the lovely Ms. Susie Q at the Robarts Arena for the Two Guys Gun Show, 180 tables. Loaded with all types of firearms and ammunition. Antique weapons is especially for them. They have the old black powder weapons there, going back to the Revolutionary War and the Civil War and the Spanish-American War and World War One and World War Two and Korea and Vietnam. They've got a lot of antique weapons there. You're going to love seeing it. Plus, they got all the modern up-to-date stuff, too. And if you want to get your concealed carry permit, you can do that, too, while you're there. So there you go. That's Saturday. I'll be there from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The event is Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 5 at Robarts Arena at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds in Sarasota. Hope to see you there. The lovely Susie Q and I will be there, so stop by, say hello. We'd be happy to see you because we're always happy to say howdy, howdy to the people that listen to us here. Now, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, listen, I want to go back to this letter. I'm going to go back to what the President Zelensky has said first before we get to the President, President Trump. He said, I would also like to thank you for your great support in the area of defense. We are ready to continue to cooperate for the next step. Specifically, we are almost ready to buy more javelins from the United States for defense purposes. Now, did we or did we not hear that the equipment or whatever being given to the Ukraine was held up?
Right, that's what he heard, yeah.
Did you hear that in this?
No, it sounded like he'd already got some, but...
That's correct. That's correct. Not only did he only get some javelins, he was ordering more. Now, the ones he was ordering may have been held up because they were checking to make sure that certain people in the government weren't there anymore, which is my understanding. But again, nothing like what we've heard, is it?
Well, no, and of course, even in that same vein, the President of the United States is compelled to make sure that whatever aid is going to, in this case, Ukraine, that it's not going to be intercepted or that corruption is being dealt with. If the President just sent a bunch of stuff over there, he would be derelict in his own duty.
Now, here's what the President said in response to what we just heard. He said, I would like you to do us a favor, though, because our country has been through a lot and Ukraine knows a lot about it. I would like you to find out what happened with this whole situation with Ukraine. They say CrowdStrike. Did I even once mention the name Biden?
Nope.
Then he goes on to say, I guess you have one of your wealthy people, the server, they say, Ukraine has it. There are a lot of things that went on, the whole situation. I think you're surrounding yourself with some of the same people. I would like to have the Attorney General call you or your people, and I would like to get to the bottom of it. As you saw yesterday, the whole nonsense ended with a very poor performance by a man named Robert Mueller, an incompetent performance, but they say it all started with the Ukraine. Whatever you can do is very important. That you do if that's possible. Again, did I ever mention a word Biden?
Nope.
So therefore, Adam Schiff, who made up what he made up, that is fraudulent, false information. And by this particular letter that I have here, the transcript, signed off by five people that are members of the, let me see, what do they call themselves? Members of the White House Situation Room. Five people signed off on this, all agreed to what was said in here. Schiff is a liar, and this proves it.
Well, yeah, what Adam Schiff was doing, I think, was he did his little made-up transcript at the beginning of the inquiry hearings in order to get that into the news cycle. I think the strategy would be, you know, get something that sounds salacious out there, like, I want you to dig up dirt. You hear me? I'm only going to say this.
That's not what it says.
Well,
there's nothing in here that says that, Kyle. Matter of fact, let me go on here, because here's Zelensky again. I believe we can be very successful on cooperating on energy independence with the United States. We are already working on cooperation. We are buying American oil, but I'm very hopeful for a future meeting. We will have more time and more opportunities to discuss these opportunities and get to know each other. I would like to thank you very much for your support. President goes back, President Trump, and says, good. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I will tell Rudy and Attorney General Barr to call. Whenever you would like to come to the White House, feel free to call. Give us a date, and we'll work that out. I look forward to seeing you. Again, do you hear any threat?
Nope. And in fact, the President of Ukraine, President Zelensky, has said, when questioned by reporters, I never felt pressured. There was no this for that, no quid pro quo.
And according to what I've got in my hand, which is the official transcript of the telephone call, this is not something that's made up, folks. This is the official transcript signed off by the White House Situation Room and five people that were monitoring this telephone call. President Zelensky says, thank you very much. I would be very happy to come and would be happy to meet with you personally and get to know you better. I'm looking forward to our meeting, and I would also like to invite you to visit the Ukraine and come to our city of Kiev, which is a beautiful city. The president says, okay, we can work that out. I look forward to seeing you in Washington and maybe in Poland. I think since you're going to be there both at the same time. And then President Zelensky says, thank you, Mr. President, bye-bye. That's it. Nothing. 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 Not one freaking word, Kyle, like the crap we've been hearing and that nonsense that Adam Schiff put together. I'm telling you, the Republicans have got to have the same thing in their hands that I do. This totally vindicates President Trump, and it damnates Adam Schiff for making up a false report.
Well, right, yeah, this is what they're hanging their hat on, and if this ever goes to the Senate, you know, I think they're just going to blow them out of the water with this.
I just told you, I am not a lawyer, but I could take what's in my hand, and I guarantee you I could win any case with that about what we're talking about, with what's in my hand. I guarantee you, because nothing that's been said or been charged is in that, and that's an official document.
Well, right, and that's why they based a lot of what they were, what the Democrats were trying to.
They made it up, Kyle.
Well, yeah, and they'd say, well, somebody felt a certain way, or somebody.
They made it up. They made it up, Kyle.
Yeah.
They made it up, and they lied through their teeth. Those people that sat there, those Democratic witnesses, lied through their teeth. Well, I think, and maybe, and sort of, you know, all the stuff we heard, but perhaps, and well, this person, and we heard it from, it's all a lie.
Yeah, if you ever heard the phrase made up out of whole cloth, that's sort of that's what they're doing.
And then you wonder, and then you got Nancy Pelosi trying to change the rules in the Senate. It ain't going to happen, Nancy. Go back and get a life. You belong to the House of Representatives, not the Senate, and you can't say squat about what the Senate does.
Well, right, and all of this revolves around the idea that the Democrats know they can't win an election. They lost horribly, and then they're going to probably lose horribly again.
Of course they are.
And so they're looking for anything else they can use in order to try to avoid having to win an election.
And very quickly, because we're running out of time, GOP, the GOP feels very confident about the fact that they are going to, that they're going to find out there's going to be some Democrats that are going to vote with the Republicans. They're going to put them well over the top to quash this thing and give the president the acquittal that he justly deserves, put this thing to sleep. And Flip, you're absolutely right. He says it's about time the truth comes out, and McCain, too. McCain is involved in the Ukrainian situation, folks. Sorry, he's involved in the Ukrainian situation. Don't believe me? Go read the Breitbart article.
Well, right. And these senators on the Democrat side that may vote for acquittal, we don't know who they are yet, and they're not really saying who they think it might be, only because they understand that they're going to come under a lot of pressure. But the key point here would be that the president would be acquitted in a bipartisan way, and that would further put the nail in the coffin on this thing.
All righty. Well, I'll tell you what, Kyle, it's been a busy first night back for everything we've been doing here. And I hate to tell the people this, and I don't care what side of the fence you're on, but what I just read you is a legal document, which anybody can go get. And you Democrats that are listening to me, shame on you. Shame on Adam Schiff. Shame on Nancy Pelosi. Shame on all the Democrats. Vote these bums out. They're a bunch of liars. This stuff that they've been throwing at you is nothing but a bunch of lies, and I've got the document to prove it. And by the way, there's plenty of other copies out there. All you got to do is go find them.
That's right. That's right. It's going to be time to vote, and it's going to be a very interesting result.
Well, they are about to get their butts handed to them come September, just simply because of something like this, because they all fell for it, every one of them. They're all complicit in this, which it just isn't true. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, folks, the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back here. Going to take a look at our first Truckers Highway and Fiber Report, and it's going to be a doozy for some areas up there across the central part of the country and out there on I-40, I-70, I-80, I-64, I-90, I-94. You got yourself some snow. We'll get into all that.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. tumors, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late. In 17 years, longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Boogie tune called Raise Radio. Little song that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 calf sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. Driving here, right, Pete, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang got in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlay with an oldie but goodie, Rooster Cruising. There ain't nothing wrong with his radio. And I'll tell you what, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our good friend, that's your pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. I got some really good food there, really good accessories and opportunities and gratuities there for you, so there you go. Now, a powerful storm in the four corners of the U.S. of A. is going to move across the plains into the upper Midwest through this coming weekend, this coming holiday weekend. Now, this winter storm will swing from the four corners today across the central plains into the upper Midwest this weekend, right through Flip's old backyard. Now, areas of heavy snow, blowing snow, freezing rain are forecast on the cold side of the storm. On the warm side, isolated severe thunderstorms may occur on Saturday across parts of East Texas and the lower Mississippi Valley. However, freezing rain is also possible Friday up into New England. Now, let's start with what's going on out west right now. In the mountains of California, over by Kingman, along I-40, you have definitely got snow flurries going all the way to Kingman, where the snow gets a little bit thicker and then kind of settles out a little bit as the storm is more or less developing in New Mexico right now and Colorado as we speak. Because in New Mexico, the southwestern corner of New Mexico, just south of I-40 and just north of I-10, you've got heavy snow in the mountains area there right now with a winter storm warning. However, coming across I-40 tonight in New Mexico, good luck. East of the Indian Reservation there out on the west side of New Mexico and Gallup. Good luck. You have got a winter storm warning, blowing snow, drifting snow, heavy snow, whiteout conditions all the way through Albuquerque, all the way over to Tucumcari, New Mexico, and it's moving east along I-40. It'll be in Amarillo by morning. You ever heard that song, Amarillo by morning? It'll be there by morning, and it'll be moving across the panhandle of Oklahoma towards Oklahoma City as it's going to stick pretty much to I-40 on a 45-degree angle north all the way to the Canadian border. Now, Colorado, southwestern Colorado, you have a winter storm warning. You've got snow coming up 25 to about Pueblo, and it's not to Denver yet, but it could be by morning. And again, Wyoming, western Wyoming, you have a high wind warning, and you do have the conditions there to get some snow started up there, too, based on what's going on in the mountains of Arizona, coming up towards Utah and coming up towards Wyoming. Now, here's where the winter storm watch comes into play. The northeastern corner of Colorado, the eastern part of Colorado, I-70, all the way into Kansas, all the way to just about Salina, Kansas, winter storm warning. Nebraska, most of Nebraska is in a winter storm warning. Eastern Wyoming in a winter storm, I'm sorry, watch, I'll get this right in a minute, winter storm watch. South Dakota, a winter storm watch, and there's some heavy rain going on in eastern South Dakota right now, causing some streams to run over their banks right now as we look to see where the flooding may occur, believe it or not, in southeastern Nebraska along the northwestern part of Iowa. Let's see, is that Iowa? No, that's Missouri, northwestern part of Missouri, and the eastern part of Kansas, up around Kansas City, there may be some flooding conditions there. Now, winter storm watch for South Dakota. Winter storm watch and high wind warning for North Dakota. Minnesota, a winter storm watch for you guys, all the way up around the Twin Cities, up towards Duluth, all the way west towards Moorhead, in the western part, in North Dakota, way up there on the Canadian border. Now, we do have some rain in the forecast right now in the western part of Wisconsin, the southeastern corner of Minnesota. It looks like Rochester, you could be getting some rain there. Northeastern corner of Iowa, I-80, there's definitely some rain in the forecast there. Illinois, you might get a little dusting right there around Bettendorf and the Quad City area. However, let's go down below now on I-70. We've got fog in the St. Louis area, fog down the Mississippi area, going down I-57 and 59 down south, and fog in the western part of Missouri right now along I-70 again, and I-40, I-44, you've got fog in the Joplin area, the Springfield area, also in the Branson area tonight of Missouri. You've got fog there. Over in the East Coast, in Virginia, fog along the East Coast of Virginia. Now, in upstate New York, you've got the last remnants of snow, a general snow falling from about Albany straight north up I-87 and over into the Adirondacks towards Utica, pretty much in the Adirondacks, Tug Hill Plateau. And then all across the upper part of New England, Vermont, and New Hampshire, and all of Maine tonight getting snow as we speak. And then some high winds along the ocean side down there, Massachusetts, and also Rhode Island, Long Island, New York, New Jersey, some winds in that area. You've also got some winds along the east coast of Florida tonight, and a little bit of rain. Looks like some rain on the east side of Florida over there between Lake Okeechobee and probably Cape Kennedy by the looks here. And along I-10, fog in the New Orleans area, as well as across spotty fog all the way across to Houston. And if you're going down towards the Rio Grande Valley, you've got some spotty fog there in Galveston South. And then way out in the western part of Texas, almost to El Paso, it looks like you've got a thunderstorm watch or warning there for severe thunderstorms in that area, just a small area there. So that's what we got tonight in terms of the weather. So if you're headed west or you're headed north out of Chicago up towards the Twin Cities, be advised you're driving into it. Same thing for I-80, for I-90, for I-70, coming across I-40. You're driving into some weather, and depending on where you're at, you'll hit the fog before you'll hit the snow and the rain, and you'll hit rain first, and then you'll hit the snow, and it'll get cold because the temperatures are really dropping where it's snowing there. It's dropped like 30 to 35 degrees from one day to the next where the snow is kicking in right now. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report's always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J closest to you. Remember, Flying J's are always the way they've been. They're the same old, with some great restaurants in them now. They've got the Denny's in them, the Huddle Houses in them, the Moe's Southwest Grill. Some of the new Flying J's have got the shops there that work on your vehicle, truck washes close by, the Pilots or the travel centers could have an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, full service Dairy Queen, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, or even a full service Dunkin' Donuts in them. Check them out and tell them the captain sent you. Don't forget, if you're running the third watch out there, you get yourself a free cup of coffee. Just go in there and tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Coming back with more after the news, hour number two coming your way. And Kathy is going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.